Well, my name is Jean Spear, and I've lived in the country all my life. I was born here in Quesnel, and I got to know Mary Augusta Tepage because I lived in William's Lake, realized that she had a story to tell when I met her at a rodeo one day, and I spent quite a bit of time that summer going out to interview her.
This woman, they used to camp down Soda Creek, yes, and all the rest left her and went up to that Thai lake.
That's a strange little thing to tell you, but anyway, the Indians had a little shop open that day for the, it was at the rodeo in Williams Lake. And I noticed this Indian woman going around, and she had a funny way of clicking her tongue when she and shaking her head when she didn't like something. So finally I went up to her and I said, "What is it you don't like about what you're looking at?" And she said, "It's not the way we used to make it." So then she proceeded to tell me how they used to make the baskets for the Indian babies and how this one was failing. It didn't come up to her standards by any means.
Well, anyhow, this old lady, she was sick with rheumatics and she was left alone there to die, I guess. Die or live. It was either one or the two.
She didn't like the way a lot of the things were done. And so I said, "I'd like to come out and visit with you during the summer. Do you mind?" "Oh," she said, "you come any time." So I did.
I don't know if she had any fire. There was no matches in those days.
So I did. I went back and forth to her home many times. It was at Soda Creek. We talked about all kinds of things in the book Augusta came out of it.
Well, anyhow, this old lady, I guess she got tired laying down and she managed to wiggle her toes and move her fingers. Finally, she sat up. How many days after they left her, it doesn't say, but she must have sat up.
I didn't want to intrude upon it with the English language at all or the English way of saying things. So I did as much as I could to keep it in her type of lingo, which was a little thing sort of rhyming way of talking, you know.
In the meantime, she would move her feet up and down like that, wiggle her toes and move her arms. How fast, I couldn't tell you, but she did. And in the meantime, she managed to stand up with her stick, with her cane. Yes, she stood up, but she didn't walk. She just stood up. And she kept it up till she could walk.
Oh, she was quite pleased with it. Very pleased with it. It's the first book I was told not too long ago where the Indian has written a Actually, written the book in words, and then I wrote it down for her.
Well, when she could walk, she walked all over that place. Soda Creek, where they left her, you know, the dog. She walked and walked. She was happy to walk again, I guess. So finally, this certain day, she thought about Thai Lake, and she said to herself, "I'm going out there."
She died while I was away in England. I was doing a tour of Europe and visiting the haunts over there, and I was quite saddened to know that she had died.
Well, the next day, she made Thai Lake, and these people were eating their meal, whether it was the dinner time meal, it couldn't have been the supper time meal. And I guess when they saw her, they got scared of her, thought it was a ghost, or while she was walking. She walked right where they had been eaten, and they all left in the woods and ran off. Well, she sat down, she started to eat. I guess she was hungry. She was hungry.
When I was at Penticton for the show, there were three of her granddaughters came down from Williams Lake country to be at the show as well. Very nice and very charming.
And she tells them, "Come over here, it's me. It's me that you left to die, but I didn't die, it's me."
It was just like being home again, and somehow it was, you know, like being in her home, listening to her talk to me. And yeah, I really enjoyed it, everything about it.
And I guess she was kind of sore at them because she left her to die, but she didn't die. Yes. There were people long ago, but there was no sick people.